Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is January 7th, 2012, and it is the very first week of the new year. Blessed and happy new year to you people. I am so honored to be here with you. We're again in the land of living. We crossed over into what I believe is going to be one of the most beautiful years of your life, one of the most beautiful years of our lives on this planet. I truly believe we're going to experience it this year. People, I'm excited about all the possibilities that, you know, are on the horizon for this year. And I don't take any of this stuff for granted. I don't take you for granted. I don't take this moment for granted. So what I want to do now, before we go any further, before I get too far ahead of myself, I submit this show to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, again, blessed and happy new year to you. I'm so excited. This is the year I've been decreeing and declaring that this is the year to dream bigger. If you are already dreaming, then I believe that 2012 is your year to dream bigger, bigger than what you've ever imagined before. To employ your imagination to go far beyond what you once imagined. I'm telling you, this season right now, I really feel like, you know, 12 represents God's government. And I believe that when in God's government, it's feasible to take risks. It's feasible to plan bigger. It's feasible to be more expansive because the hand of God is upon it. The hand of God is upon our vision. The hand of God is upon our dreams, our goals. So go forward. I'm telling you right now, if you don't hear anything I say tonight, listen to this. Go forward. Go forward with power and might, because guess what? There is nothing that can stop us now. We are in the season of rulership. We are in the season of divine government. And I'm telling you, there's nothing that can stop us now. So with that in mind, I want to take you to a very special inspirational song, and we'll be right back. Again, you're listening to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller.
Where they're going, hey.
Hello and we're back. That was McFadden and Whitehead with a song from the 70s that still is relevant today. Ain't no stopping us now. People, we are on the move. We are on the move. If you are a dreamer, if you are a visionary, if you are a go-getter, we are on the move and ain't no stopping us now. I know I can speak the King's English very, very well, but this is, it seems so appropriate for tonight, for what we're doing, moving forward in our destiny, moving forward in our vision, moving forward in our goals, moving forward with our lives. You know, we say it like this around here, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and yes, you deserve it. I'll say it again, it's worth repeating. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and yes, you deserve it. In fact, you know what you have to do with stuff like that, with a statement like that, as powerful as that is, you have to internalize it. You have to say it like this, the life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and yes, I deserve it. People, 2012 is here. 2012, like I've been telling you before, is the year to dream bigger. Whatever it is you got planned, whatever it is you had planned up to now, dream bigger. There's more that you can do. You can press the envelope now. You can take risks. Take risks with your finance. Take risks with business. Take risks in your career. Look, 2012 is even the year for love and loving relationships. I'm telling you, you have to expand your vision. You have to look deeper. You have to spend more time in your imagination. You have to spend more time meditating. You have to spend more time, you know, doing things that really make you happy. Look, I can tell you as a person who's been a people pleaser most of my life that I am personally in a position right now where I am thankful for the opportunity to live from my imagination versus living from what's been handed to me. See, when you operate in a high level of love, you always pouring love out, and you're always pouring love out, and you're always pouring love out, whether it be to your family, to your friends, to whatever it is you may be attached to. Sometimes you can forget about your own personal dreams and goals. But I'm here tonight to tell you this, that your dreams and your goals matter. We are now on the move, and ain't no stopping us now. Get in the flow, people. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And I'm going to tell you something else. No one else is responsible for helping you manifest the life of your dreams but you. So it's important, it's imperative that you get into the flow. It's important, it's imperative that you do what is necessary to make sure that you're happy. See, I was really mesmerized today. Just something came in my spirit today before I went to church this morning, and it was a statement that was so profound, and it was like, you can't unhappily make anyone else happy. You can't unhappily make anyone else happy. What does that mean? That means that you, if you're unhappy and you're doing your very best to make somebody else happy, eventually your unhappiness is going to spill over into what you're doing. That's why I made a comment earlier, late last year, that people who normally do things just for money usually won't do them very well. In other words, if you're doing something and your heart's not in it, your heart's not attached to it, or you're not happy doing it, you're not giving it cheerfully, eventually it's going to affect what you're giving. So what I do is I tell you this. Your happiness is important. Even God delights in your happiness. God delights in your happiness as well. So what I want people to do now, what I want everybody to do right now, I'm going to take you to our motivational moment because I feel that this is a very powerful time for each and every one of us. I want to take you to the motivational moment for tonight, and it deals with a topic that you know I talk about a lot, and that is visualization. I want you to begin to visualize the life of your dreams. I want you to begin to visualize that ideal life. I want you to begin to visualize. We're going to spend a lot of time on visualization this year. I want to spend a lot of time showing you how to create vision boards and things of that nature because I want you living out of your imagination this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to lead by example. I'm living out of my imagination this year. I'm not living out of circumstance. I'm not living out of what other people suggest for me. I'm living out of my own imagination, out of my own thoughts, because that's the only way you're going to live. I may be able to influence what you think, but ultimately the final thought goes to you. So with that in mind, in fact, wait a minute, let's stop. Let us all stop. Let's just stop right now. I feel led to do this. I want everybody who can hear my voice right now to just stop what you're doing. I'm getting ready to take us to this motivational moment, but I want you to stop what you're doing right now. I want you to really plug in to what we're getting ready to do. I want you, before I take us to this motivational moment. I want you to get in your mind what it is that makes you happy, what it is that makes you personally happy. It's irregardless of someone else's response to what you do. This is what makes you personally happy. I want you to get that in your mind. And I want you to see that thing. And I want you to hold on to it as we go into this motivational moment. We'll be right back.
So, here's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to get a, not just a small picture, but a huge picture in your mind. Just imagine yourself sitting at a in a movie theater, an IMAX movie theater, with a huge screen. And I want you to see the full details of your dream life. Now, I know a lot of us, a lot of people have lived their nightmares, but this that day is over. So we're gonna talk about what your the ideal life, your ideal living situation, your ideal, you know, standard of living. It should be a championship standard of living. No pun intended. But we want to. I want you to visualize yourself and visualize yourself looking at the screen. And on the screen is your ideal life. And it's a majestic life. It's on an IMAX screen. It's one of the biggest screens ever made. I want you to see all the details of your ideal life on that screen. I want you to see the vivid colors. I want you to see, you know, details. I want you to see yourself enjoying life. I want you to see yourself loving life. I want you to see yourself happy. I want you to see yourself blessed. I want you to see yourself doing great things on this major screen. Now, as you see yourself doing this stuff, there are people there with you that you love. You got friends there. You got loved ones. The setting is beautiful. Everybody's having fun. This is an enjoyable time. Now, what I want you to do is to capture the feeling that you feel as you look at this picture. I want you to hold on to it and fully embrace that feeling. Fully embrace all of those feelings. Because I'm sure by now you're feeling a whole bunch of different things when you look at this screen and you see your life, you see your dream life on that screen. Understand that that's your imagination, that's your life, and that's how your life can be if you so choose to. So feel it, embrace it. What does it feel like to run on a beach with the sun beaming down on your face? What does it feel like to swim in the great blue ocean? What does it feel like? I want you to fully embrace it. What does it feel like to come home to your new wife or come home to your new husband in your brand new car that you don't have to, that's debt free, that you don't have to pay another car note on? What does it feel like? I want you to hold on to that feeling. I want you to harness those feelings. Fully embrace those feelings. Fully embrace everything you're feeling. Fully embrace everything you're seeing. Because that's your ideal life.
People, I want you to get this. Live out of your imagination and not out of your circumstance. That's something I heard Les Brown say in a recent seminar he did. Live from your imagination. People, that is so powerful. If you can get your mind geared towards the life of your dreams, your mind then feeds your imagination things that are geared towards you living the life of your dreams. And what's even more beautiful about that is that once your imagination is fine-tuned, guess what? Anything you imagine or envision long enough, you're going to see it in your natural world anyway, because we're first spiritual beings having a natural experience. We're spiritual beings having a natural experience. Therefore, we're spiritual before we're natural. That means that in order to see something happen naturally, it first happens spiritually, whether it's good or bad. So now I'm here tonight to help you fine-tune yourself in a really positive way so that you'll start, the things you start seeing in your life are things that you want to see and not things you don't want to see. The law of attraction is very, very real. So whatever you think about, you bring about, as Lisa Nichols said, has reiterated recently and throughout the year that I've you know, been studying her. What you think about long enough, you're going to bring about, whether good or bad. So what I want you to continuously do throughout the week is to continuously think about the life of your dreams. Think about things you truly, truly want, not things you don't want, not things that you, you know, you're tired of. If it's a bad relationship, if it's a deadbeat spouse, whatever the case may be, don't think about the negative things. Don't think about the things that drain you. Don't think about things like that. You want to focus your attention on things that require your love, which every situation that you'll ever be in life requires your love. Love is such a beautiful thing because it causes healing to take place. It causes things to transform. It causes things to change. It causes things to move in a really powerful direction. Love ignites your vision. Love ignites your vision. Love ignites your vision. Let me say it again. Love ignites your vision. So you have to operate in love on top of the fact that you are positively envisioning what it is you truly want in life. So what I want you to do is I want you to, again, to think about things that make you happy throughout the rest of this show, throughout the rest of this week. I want you to think about things that make you happy. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on to that ideology of what it is that makes you happy. Whatever it is that makes you happy, I want you to hold on to the vision of that, irregardless of price, irregardless of what anybody would say about that thing. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about at this moment. It's all about what makes you happy right now. And I want you to stay focused on that which makes you happy. I want to take you to an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back. You're still listening to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back. quarterback. That was Get Up by Mary Mary. And again, I want you to be inspired tonight. That song was designed for you to be encouraged to get up and go get it. You know, again, that dream, that vision, that goal that you're holding into your imagination and in your thoughts right now that I've had you to do the whole show, get up and go get it. Nothing can stop us now. There's nothing that's going to stop us now. There's nothing that can stop us now. There's nothing that can stop. Listen to me. I don't care what the situation says. I don't care what the circumstances say. Greater is He that's on the inside of you than he that's in this world. The Spirit of the Most High God lives inside you. That means that you are empowered to do wonderful things. Even Jesus Christ said the greater things that you can do now, that he, since he goes and sits next to the Father. That means that no matter what you think, there's great things that you can do. There's great and mighty exploits waiting for you to sign off on them, waiting for you to go in and orchestrate them. It's great, waiting for you. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Go get it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Go get it. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful. Now go get it. That's what I'm here tonight to tell you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to turn the switch back on. Some people have been afraid to dream. Now is not a time to shut down the dream machine. Now is the time to fire it back up and get in the driver's seat and put it in gear and drive off into the life of your dreams, because guess what? It's beautiful. It's calling you, and you deserve it. I know many of us, and I speak for myself personally, have been through hell and high water, kitchen sinks, unflushed toilets, whatever you think, can think of being thrown at us, being thrown at us. And now it's time out to be living second rate. It's time out to be, you know, in any area other than that championship area, that championship standard of living that we are so, you know, fond of around here. Every area, family, business, finance, health, marriages, relationships, whatever the case may be, the life of your dreams in that area, in those areas, is absolutely wonderful. You deserve it. Before we get out of here tonight, I'm going to do a couple things. I didn't get to our divine intervention, which I'm going to take you to right now. You know, each week I give you a divine intervention or a scripture from the Bible. And this week's divine intervention is actually the same divine intervention I gave you last week to end the new year. We're going to kick the new year off this week with the same one, but from a different translation. I'm going to give you Joel chapter 2, verses 25 through 29. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible. For the sake of time, I'm only going to read it once, and then I'm going to expound on it. And it reads, verse 25, "And I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people shall never be put to shame. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even upon the manservant and upon the maidservant, in those days will I pour out my spirit." People, it's time to go forward with power and with might. Because we're at a day where we've already experienced the first part of that passage, where things have been taken from us, things have been lost, things have been misplaced. People are walking out of our lives, people getting, you know, leaving this earth too soon. All the grief that we experience. But now we're in a season where we're in a season of recovery, that we shall now recover all. And as we're recovering all, God is pouring out his spirit upon us, that our young men shall see visions, our old men shall dream dreams. That means no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in life, that you have access to make great things happen, whether through dreams, whether through visions. You have even through the spirit of prophecy, that you can prophesy to your future and tell it what it's supposed to be. That you can prophesy. Listen to what I said carefully. You can prophesy, which means that you can speak something from your mouth right now that has not yet come to pass, but shall come to pass because you spoke it out. And the Spirit of God is upon you. Now it's time to go get it. That's why whatever it is that you see in your imagination right now that you want, I want you to continuously not only see it, not only hold on to it, but start speaking it out. My pastor, Bishop Reginaldo Lee, says it like this: the kingdom of God is voice activated. So whatever is coming out of your mouth, you're going to see it. That's why you have to be careful what you're saying out of your mouth. That's why you have to be very aware of what you let come out of your mouth, because your mouth is either a weapon or a surgeon's tool. It's either going to build or it's going to destroy. Which one do you choose for it to be? Which one do you choose for it to be? I say choose life. I say be surgical with your mouth. Bring healing with your mouth. Bring the path to life of your dreams with your mouth. Help other people bring the path to life of their dreams with your mouth. Use your mouth for good. Use your mouth for good. Listen to me again. Use your mouth for good. Let love come from your mouth. Let peace come from your mouth. Let joy come from your mouth. Let the life of your dreams come from your mouth. Speak out the world that you want to see as you want to see it from your mouth. I'm going to take you. I'm also going to give you a presidential wisdom. And it goes right in line with what we were talking about. You know, I'll give you a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama, and it reads, "We prove that we are still a people capable of doing big things and tackling our biggest challenges." People, coming out of 2011 and from the years previous was a big thing, and it was a big challenge. And for those of us who are still standing in 2012, you can applaud yourself because you made it. You put yourself in a position where, guess what, ain't no stopping you now. If you just hold on to the vision, get up and speak it out. Know it like this: your time has come, and then your time is now. People, you know I love you. You know I'm always praying for you. You know that without a shadow of doubt, that I love you. I want you to get this. I want you to live the life of your dreams. This year, I'm dedicating my life to helping people understand the principle of love. And you're going to be hearing more information about this. You're going to see some press releases this week about the love walk. And I'm not going to go in great detail because I'm running out of time tonight. But be on the lookout for the love walk with Miles W. Miller coming this week and for the rest of this year. We're going to talk about love and how to experience love across the board, not just romantic relationships, but in our destiny. People, it's going to be a beautiful year. Open your mind up to receive beautiful things. If you're looking for love, love is an air. Breathe it in. People, I love you. I'm going to see you next week. I'll be here with you next week. Without a shadow of a doubt, remember this. Keep this in your heart. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. But not only that, don't ever give up. 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 Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you next week. Creating a championship, staying living. This has been your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller.